This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Mel's Starlight Drive-In, Encompass Credit Union, also Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Rec Capture Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Levin's Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry joining us too. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Blackhawk Winery, ProByte Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS Michigan Town, Genda Funeral Home, Albiques in Flora, plus Minute Printup. I am Kevin Keith, back for the attack, and Melissa Miller's over there.
Good morning. Morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Well, other than the fact that we texted your whole vacation.
No, it's all right. It looked
like you guys were having a great time.
We had a great time. We didn't let Wilo's issues slow us down. Yeah, we did have a good time. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Well, thank you, and thank you to Todd and Melissa Miller and Ken and Dennis and everyone helping out for me being gone. And full disclosure, the computer's kind of done some of its own things, so it's not.
Yeah,
we don't know how to use a new piece of software.
Yeah, yeah, so. And we're actually getting fairly acclimated with it.
Yes,
I mean, I think we're getting better as the weekend went through, or
the
rest of the week and the weekend. Yeah,
yeah. When the computer starts doing things that you don't tell it to do, that's when you got to figure it out.
Exactly.
You know. So
exactly.
So thank you all. And, yeah, we did have a good time. I got some sun on my head, as you can see, my bald head.
Uh-huh.
As
we were shout out about. To Cindy, too, because
Cindy,
we had
Loveless.
Cindy running back and forth everywhere, too. So.
Very good. Well, it certainly takes a village, for sure. We'll talk a little bit about my vacation in just a moment. First, the Skywatch weather forecast is sunshine today and a high up to 77 only. Boy, that'll be nice. It was nice this morning to start the day. Clear tonight, low at 52. That'll seem a little cold. Sunny tomorrow, high 81. Clear, low 58 tomorrow night. Some sunshine, high 86 Wednesday. And sunny, warming back up on Thursday with the daytime high up to 90 degrees. Right now, it's 62 at your official weather station, WILO.
Basically, that's called shut the air conditioner off, open those windows,
yeah.
Get some fresh air into your
yeah.
house, and get the let your electric bill have a rest.
Man. Yeah, my electric bill is about $80 more than it normally was last month. And we did just that last night, was
yeah.
open up some windows.
Yeah, we did,
it
too.
It was nice.
We opened up everything.
I had to turn on a small fan just to keep a little more air going through the bedroom. But I like the noise and just having a fan on. It's kind of
yeah,
weird.
We opened everything up, and I actually put the fan. I moved fans around. I mm-hmm. put fans up. And pulled all that nice cool air
in. Oh, yeah,
and
put
fresh
it in front
air.
Of the window and
and
it
I,
in.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
that's
I didn't,
smart.
I didn't even, I had to shut the house back up when I left this morning. But you
right.
know, until the time I left, everything was opened up and pulling all that nice fresh air in.
That fresh air goes a long way, not just the cool. It just kind of brings the outdoors inside.
Yeah, because that's the one thing, you know, air conditioners will cool things, and by doing that, they're pulling the humidity out of your house, and that's
right.
how they're cooling things down.
Right.
But it's not. Some air conditioners do have a fresh air take where
return,
they will,
yeah.
where it'll pull it in, but it has to run through the filters and everything else, and it's still just not as fresh as it is coming straight in
yeah.
from the outdoor.
And also, you hit the nail on the head. Air conditioners, I learned this a couple of years ago, they work more by pulling the hot air out than
mm-hmm.
blowing the cold air in.
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
they do blow some cold air, but that's part of their job is also pulling the hot air out.
Yeah, yeah.
So coming back from a couple-day vacation in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and all points in between, boy, we got a full big schedule this morning at 9 o'clock. Melissa and I, unfortunately, on the phone, but we'll take a phone interview. We've got the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Indiana, Suzanne Crouch, plus State Director of Agriculture, Bruce Kettler,
mm-hmm.
going to be calling us on the telephone. here in just about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I saw both of them while I was at...
Yeah, you said you were down there just a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago down there at the FFA convention.
Very good.
So.
Well, Suzanne is great to talk to. She such a down-to-earth, real person.
She is. And Bruce is, too. Bruce is really cool.
He
comes and hangs out with us a lot at State Fair. Of course, he's down there visiting everything because they have a lot of entities down there.
Sure.
But he comes and hangs out with us. And Suzanne comes in.
Yeah, you said she likes to.
She likes to hang.
She got behind the counter and helped you guys.
Yeah,
she got behind the counter before,
and she likes to shop. And while all her handlers, tells them to
leave her alone
and go play golf.
Yeah,
so it gets to be fun. So, but they're really good people. And Governor Holcomb is, I know we're not going to be talking to him, but he. He is a good guy as well, and I enjoy conversations with him as well. So,
well, we've got a good crew for sure right now, and we'll get to talk to them at 9 o'clock here in just about 20 minutes. Tomorrow we'll have Shan Sheridan with the Clinton County Chamber, plus Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens, as Shan has a lot going on, obviously, with the Chamber, as he always does, and Frankfort Main Street with a lot going on, too, including Hot Dog Festival, which is just about 1 month away.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, as of now, we have an open program. And the brand new Clinton Central Superintendent, Jeremy Fuel, I say brand new, he's been here a couple months. Superintendent, the brand new one at Clinton Central, Jeremy Fuel, will be joining us right here in the studio, I think, Thursday.
Yeah, you want to keep up on with stuff that's going on with Clinton Central.
Twitter is the way to go.
Holy moly. I mean, I don't understand how he has time to do it, but he manages to get, unless he's got somebody posting for him.
He may have a helper.
He manages to get everything on there. So
He's a younger guy.
Yes, he is.
And that's why he's comfortable using those social media and getting the word out. He knows.
Yep.
Friday, we'll sit down with a Clinton County Commissioner representative, one of the three, hopefully. Now, next Monday, 1 week from today, is July 4th. A couple weeks ago, I was looking ahead to vacations and early July and fairs and stuff. And I thought July 4th was on a Sunday this year for some reason. And then over the weekend, I had discovered it was, just a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue to do what we have the last several years.
Yeah.
It used to be a much bigger deal for the Casper Media crew because in the days of Marty's and, radios and antennas.
There was a lot to it, but now
we kind of got to figure it out.
Technology, we can do everything over our phones.
So they're nice enough at the YMCA to let us borrow their little building they've got there at the Lions Club, I think it is, the Ball Diamond there.
Right.
Over at TPA Park. And of course, right now they're in the process of building the new aquatic center there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they clean up that little area so no one can get in there. I noticed they had a fence around it a couple weeks ago. I'd seen, and they'll keep that out of the way. And TPA Park's a really great spot to see fireworks at because there's really not a bad seat in the house, and there's a lot of grassy space there.
Right.
On the front part of the, or what be the back part of the golf course there coming into it. So we're going to be there, probably be out there around 6:30 next Monday. That is an official holiday here. Not sure what we're doing on the program. If the computer keeps doing what it's doing, we'll probably be in here Monday.
So yeah.
We'll have to see. But I'll be there broadcasting live at TPA Park next Monday night. That'll be weird doing that and then getting up Tuesday morning.
It's going to be weird, and then coming back in,
And it's probably not dark until what? By then, 9:15, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
So it'll be every bit of that.
It'll be closer to 9:30.
Yeah, you're probably right
10,
still.
So, but yeah.
Yeah. So they'll start the fireworks once it gets dark and pretty dark.
Yeah.
And then we always have a little soundtrack we play along, mentioning the sponsors, doing some live remote breaks. So we'll probably actually be on the air like 7 to 10, but out there a little before and after. So make sure you make plans to be there. And it has been on the weekend the last couple of years, so just keep in mind it's on a Monday this year.
Yep.
So if you got to go back to work, don't get too hung over there. Next Tuesday, the Clinton County Fair Council, as that's coming right around the corner, too, in just, what, like 14 days? It's like 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, and actually, some of that starts before that because
does.
We have prejudging. So
that's right.
Fourth of July, that time frame there, that's the last time you're going to see me for a little while because I've got prejudging, and then we'll be doing all of our broadcasting from mine will actually start, I believe, on the 9th we'll start recording.
I know that you were sharing that list we had the other day, and
yeah.
I've got a copy somewhere.
And we have an updated one, too, because we noticed Bethany and I, and Liz, actually, is the one who caught it, because Bethany and I have looked at that thing so many times, but we had a couple of changes that we needed to make on the recording side.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're going to be recording a lot of the stuff, but live shows, we're going to be doing Horse and Pony on the 7th, on the 9th, on Saturday the 9th, which is a day before the fair officially opens.
Right.
But we're going to be doing Horse and Pony. Of course, Sunday we have the parade. Monday will be the goat show. Tuesday will be the beef show and the sheep show. So we'll have back-to-back shows going on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, of course, is the swine show. And we will be doing Supreme Showmanship on Thursday. No, I got to look. I'm looking to see. That is on Friday. Yeah. We actually have Thursday off on live shows.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be recording on Thursday.
Okay, yeah.
Two, three, four shows. So,
and I'll be out there live with Party Line.
Yeah, you'll be out
there
all week with Party Line in the morning. So, and Jamie and I talked last week about that, and he's going to be helping line up between him and Bethany.
Yeah, they get the guests.
And myself,
for us.
We'll have everything taken care of that route. So, but a lot going on. I mean, that's just the 4-H side of it. Plus, there's roughly about 15 shows that we're going to be recording, and those will get uploaded on the 4-H side of it. But, you know, truck and tractor pull starting on Saturday, July 9th in the grandstands. Great way to kick off the fair. That's going to be at 6 p.m. And Sunday the 10th, of course, you got the parade, as we said before. But you also have the dirt drags coming up on Saturday, July 16th. So, along with Sunday the 10th and Wednesday the 13th. No, wait, okay, wait. You put your comma in the wrong spot. I'm sitting there reading it. It's like, this doesn't make sense. Okay, if I am not wrong, and Jamie can correct me
Kevin's typos.
Sunday the 10th, Wednesday the 13th are the dirt drags. And then the 16th on Saturday is Bear Hollow's wood carving auction. They're going to be there during the week doing wood carvings.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Saturday, following the 4-H Awards dinner, of which we will be presenting our Brownsfield Ag Awards to a couple of...
Those came in last week. I put them in your office there.
To a couple of 4-H'ers that are involved in agricultural projects. We'll be giving those out at that dinner.
Very good.
On the 16th. And anyway, they'll be auctioning those off after the dinner. So come be a sponsor for 4-H and help, you know, support these kids and their projects. And the 4-H auction goes on that night, too. After we eat, we feed our faces and then we do some awards and then we do the auction. And then... the auction of the wood carvings, and then the demo derby is also Saturday night. So see, you can make a whole evening of it.
Man.
And as soon as we get done with the auction, you can run over and watch the derby. So.
Well, that's a full week.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll be talking to Huseman's Amusements during Party Line. He's a hoot. He's a riot. But
he is. I like talking to him.
He loves the kids, and he loves coming to Clinton County, and thank goodness that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And
For sure.
We have two buddy nights with WILO, so, you know, you want to get out there and you want to ride the rides cheap, we have buddy nights on Tuesday and Thursday of the fair.
Well, It worked so well a couple of years ago doing one. We thought we might need to do another buddy night.
Yeah.
And they were open to that. And so after careful consideration, boom, here we are.
And well, with, you know, the last 2 years we've had COVID and it's just not.
Yeah.
This is the first, I want to say first full on no holds barred.
I think that's accurate. We were pretty open last year, but yeah, there were still issues. You know,
we set the bar so many counties.
The year before we did.
The year before last year that we set the bar for many counties. We had, I think Jamie and I were talking, between a dozen to 16 counties came in.
That's right. That's exactly the number I remember.
Saw
too.
How it was all put together, 4-H side of it, and the regular, the, I can't say regular side, but the open side.
Mm-hmm.
Of the fair and how everything was run, and they actually took those back to their committees, and we even had a couple of fairs that moved here,
mm-hmm.
local, you know, close fairs, but they mm-hmm. couldn't have it in their county, so they brought them here,
right,
and at least had the 4-H side of it.
You know, I look back to 5 and a half years ago now, when I came on board here at Casper Media.
You didn't know what you were getting into.
Well, I didn't know what I was getting into. I'm glad to be here though with you bunch of crazies, but. You know, the fair council and the fair board and the fair grounds was in real bad shape.
Yeah, it
and
was.
I don't know exactly what went on prior to me being here and Jamie Blacker getting in there and then Matt Neal now and all the people who truly care. They're not in it for egos or money or anything like that. But there was financial problems. There was financial questions. That yeah. couldn't be, I'm not saying anyone stole anything, but there was things missing.
Yeah.
And there was all kinds of stuff going on. And to see how far they've
right.
come.
Well, and we had a lot of people that retired out. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, they had been on there from the time that they were, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And they were ready to retire. And, you know, so
well, I think
we had
the future looks really good.
We had a lot of people, you know, retire off of that board as well. And, you know, getting younger ones to, and that was a part of the problem too, mm-hmm. was getting that interest and that love and that that generated in a younger, generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we got. And we finally, some of them are second and third generation fair board.
Oh yeah.
Which is great to see those families stay involved. But I also know that it gets very tiring
mm-hmm.
after a while.
Yeah,
so,
it's a lot.
Yeah. These guys have done a fantastic job.
Well, we certainly appreciate them. So Thursday morning, Shell and I took off, heading up to north to Wisconsin. And we'd already made some prior arrangements with her aunt and uncle, who lives about 20 minutes, what would be west of Racine, to stay the night there, as we had a hotel for Friday and Saturday night. But we wanted to go up a little early. So we go up there, and we always got along with them real well, and they are literally just like family. And so we hung out with them. Then Thursday morning, Friday morning, got up and went to the Summerfest, which is the big music festival in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is just about a half hour north of Racine, where we were. And I tell you what, all day Friday, we had great weather. It was like 72 and partly sunny. We were able to get there during a promotion, so we got in for free. We got there like 11:30 and left at 10:30 that night and actually beat some of the traffic. We got to see Warrant, Skid Row, Violent Femmes, Steve Miller Band toward the end, and Justin Bieber was supposed to be there that day, but due to his issue he has medically,
right.
They canceled, but not a lot of people had heard that it was canceled,
oh.
So here comes all the Beliebers.
That's crazy because it's been all over. So
they're
not true believers if they are not watching his social media because he put it on there.
I know.
So yeah, no, he said he would announce when he was going to be going back
mm-hmm.
on tour, but antibiotics and everything else is going to be a while.
Isn't that crazy?
It
what
is
he
crazy.
Has?
It's he also has Lyme disease, so that kind of works
yeah.
in with it. And Lyme disease, he's never going to get rid of.
Right, right. You just treat that.
Yeah, this one is treatable, but it's going to take a while.
Well, I would have loved to have seen Justin Bieber. And, of course, this is a big free event. They have, like, four different stages. And then they have all kinds of small street performers between the stages. So you get to see the bronze Amelia Earhart, you know, and it's actually a real person, but she looks like a statue. It's amazing. And then acoustic guitar players, jugglers. They had this one group that, like, five guys, they played drums on the five-gallon buckets you'd see at Menards. With drumsticks,
right.
Just turn them upside down, and they sounded just as good.
Yeah, there's like two or three drum corps like that.
Yeah, they were really good. They had all kinds of stuff, so we just had a blast. And then Friday, and then Saturday, we went in downtown Milwaukee to the historic Third Ward and walked around down there, some old buildings, and repurposing old factories for cool little antique shops and or what have you, of restaurants and stuff. So it was really nice. We had good weather there, too. For some reason, Facebook has really been up my crawl the last week or two. And I had to revert to my alter ego from Kevin.
Yeah.
Which was...
Where in the heck did you get that name at?
Milo?
Anyway? Yeah.
Well, it rhymes with Wilo. And I was trying to think of something
too
clever.
Funny. Too funny.
So I put together Milo a couple... years ago, and if, when the Kevin account gets banned, we just move over to Milo. Well, Facebook figured out that Milo and Kevin look a lot alike, and so they...
Well, I wouldn't know why. I saw the picture. I mean, come on.
So they banned him, and so he's gone, too, for 30 days. So,
oh, is that why you dropped off yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you notice, if you see a request from me... I just added my middle name to see if they would notice it, mm-hmm. and didn't put a space there. So I'm Kevin Lee Keith now at Facebook. So if you see a Facebook friend request with my middle name and my picture, yes, that's me. I had some people texting me last night saying,
he's not stalking you because he's now going to have three accounts.
Yeah, no. But they'll only let me use one, and so I had to be a sneaky snooper, but I was able to get around. So if you see a friend request or see me pop up on Facebook, go ahead and approve. It's okay. It's just me. Going back to the fair real quick, the future of the fair is exciting. We've come so far in 5 years. And what we have with the people in place, we're going to have the new grandstands. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a new fence here in a couple of years. We got that beautiful ambulance building out there. I mean, they're talking about rebuilding some, you know, horse stables and barns and stuff. And it's the future is exciting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I wish right now those development grants that were available at one time are not available right now. I'm hoping that they will bring those back down the road. And if they do, those will be amazing to be able to put towards that.
Carl Lane, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin, Melissa. I thought you'd done a good job Thursday and Friday, but I didn't get much out of it. I mean, they didn't want to tell you what it was, you know, on the radio.
What was?
Like Thursday. Do you remember, Melissa?
Right.
You had Corey in there Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh,
Todd
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Todd Corey. Well, he didn't tell you nothing, did he?
Oh, we talked about everything that's going on in development, but, I mean, they're...
Well, he said they put a hop in their step. I had about 12 people call me.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what do they mean by that, Carl? And I said, well, they had to get a raise, but I know it wasn't no new cowboy boots that Todd bought them.
No.
So, they don't want to tell you what the raise is now.
Oh, yeah, we had
you can find out, but what is it?
Yeah, we had that a couple of weeks ago in the news. I think it was...
Yeah, but I don't know.
I want to say 1,200, two payments of like 1,200 or
have
a little more.
I have a real problem with putting... people's financials.
Yeah.
Why is that, Melissa?
Because it's none of our business when it's, I mean, if it's a CEO.
Well,
who
pays the salaries.
If it's a CEO who takes a huge bonus and his employees get nothing, then yeah.
Which isn't the case here.
I have no problem with that.
But don't you think salaries should be posted if the taxpayer pays that money?
Yeah, with a USB,
I mean,
something
I
like that, I do.
$12,000 a year. That's just like they say, well, okay, Kevin and Melissa, you guys are both smart people. where does grant money come from?
It
government oftentimes, and,
yeah,
yes.
Rich people,
right?
Grant
it depends
money
on the grant.
Grant money comes from federal taxes from the government, and then they give it back to it.
Not all of it. Some grants do. No,
so
some,
the taxpayers basically on grant money, taxpayers paying for it anyway. Is that correct?
Some grants, but not all.
Yeah, some are given by like
some
Bill
are
Gates,
given by
rich people.
Individuals and companies and stuff like that. There are grants that are actually funded by people will make donations, and that goes into a, I want to say, like a savings account or, mm-hmm, you know, something similar to that.
Well, see, I didn't
and that,
know that.
And that money is set aside.
Money.
Not all. There is some grants that are given through the government that are set up that way, but there's also other grants that are set up by individual fundraising.
The thing is, Carl, with a situation like this, it should be public, and it was a couple of weeks ago.
Any salary that is paid by the taxpayer in Clinton County or any place in Indiana should be posted.
Yeah, most people agree with that, yeah.
But you don't agree with that, right, Melissa?
Oh, I think
it depends on what it is.
The situation.
It depends on the situation.
It was a healthy rate bonus for them, and those guys, you know, they've certainly earned and deserved that.
Yeah. Oh, I have nothing against it. I just wish it was said
a little more transparent.
Oh yeah, I think they keep us in the dark like a mushroom.
Well, it had already been posted on CCDN.
USB is one of the better ones. We'll certainly say that.
Yeah.
Well, if it was on TV, it had been posted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put it in the newscast. I remember reading
it
a couple weeks ago.
It was in the newscast.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't see it.
That's all right.
So, hey, but it just, you know, people asked me about it, and I said, I don't really know.
Sure.
I says, I don't really know.
Well, tell them to call Party Line, all right?
Yeah, huh?
Tell them to call Party Line next time.
Yeah, it's just like the police station. They had the grand opening day on the police station.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's today, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, across from Esterman's.
Yeah, sort of, right, in that area, yeah.
Why don't you just say it's beside the junkyard?
Well, more people, I think, knew Esterman's than...
I don't think so.
Is it out there by Castles? I haven't even been out there, so...
Beside the junkyard, Esterman's is across the street.
Yeah, I didn't. Right. I didn't even know that was a junkyard. Being a newer person,
no, it's not really a junkyard.
I knew it was junky, but I didn't know it was a junkyard.
Castle's Automotive.
Yeah, all the cars sitting out there.
Been there over 70 years that I know of.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
You too,
Carl.
We appreciate the phone call. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. We've got some big-time state representatives coming up next. We've got State Director of Ag, Bruce Kettler, plus Lieutenant Governor for the state of Indiana, Suzanne Crouch. That's coming up next on WILO's Party Line.